You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Welcome, everybody, to the Disney Universe Podcast, your destination for everything in the vast universe of Disney and to get your ultimate Disney fix. This is episode 101, and in this show, we will be going over some of our Disney bucket list, ultimate bucket list items, along with some of our listeners and followers. We also got some news, a pretty loaded news section, including Quake Eternals review, Spider-Man trailer reaction, Toontown update, along with a few other things such as Disney Plus Day and Ryan's food list for the Christmas party. If you're new to the show, we want to welcome you. We're kind of testing and playing around with different ways of recording and doing the show. So like we named our last episode, Pardon Our Pixie Dust, is something that we'll, you know, we're still working on as we go. So if you want to interact with us, you can totally follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just look up Disney Universe Podcast. And then if you haven't subscribed yet, we are available everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few. And before we get to the episode, I also want to say we are on YouTube at Disney Universe TV. We're trying to build that up, so feel free to, or we'd appreciate if you subscribed and liked the videos. And if you're one of our friends and family of the show, thank you for coming back. We totally appreciate your support and friendship. And I don't know how many more times I can say totally. So it's kind of, this is a little bit different, as you guys know, if you've been listening for the first 100 episodes. We want to also shout out some of our, one of our good friends, Neverland Trading. If you need any new shirts or accessories to go to the parks, just check them out at neverlandtrading.com. They have a great variety of Disney-inspired shirts and accessories, not just Disney, but Marvel and Star Wars are also. And if you go to the checkout, all you got to do is find what you like. And before you check out, there's a promo box. So you just got to type in D-verse, D-V-E-R-S-E, in the box, and you'll get a nice little discount there. And we also couldn't do the show without a very special people, friends that help expand the show and get it out there. So I want to thank you to our DU crew. And it's just a, like I said, another way to help support the show. And if you're interested, we got three tiers, $2, $5, and $8. And we're working on the rewards and everything, but you will be part of our DU crew. And for any information for that, just check out patreon.com/DU crew. But yeah, let's just get right into the episode. It is a very loaded one, but it is a fun one. So just join me, Ryan, and Alex as we talk about some of our favorite Disney bucket lists.
Hey, I'm Ray Parker. I played Darth Maul in Phantom Menace and Solo, A Star Wars Story, and G.I. Joe, Snake Eyes, and you're listening to Disney Universe Podcast.
We would be honored if you would join us.
To infinity and beyond!
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all!
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing. That was all started by a mouse.
How you guys been doing this weekend? Have a good time?
It's cold, man. It's cold here. I'm excited for my honeymoon.
Nice, nice. We'll definitely get more on that. So, but, you guys.
It sounds like 90 in LA last weekend.
I know. That's crazy.
I thought it was 30, so I was like, whoa, that's really hot, because I don't know what 90 means.
I guess it's 30, I don't know.
I think that's close to 40-ish to you. Who knows? I don't know. But it was warmer there than it was in Vegas, so that was true.
Yeah,
but
I saw that. How'd you like Vegas? I don't know what band you saw, but it looked fun.
So, yeah, we saw a couple rock bands, Hailstorm and Evanescence. And super cool. Haven't been there in 10 years, so it was a lot of fun. Shout out producer Christy. We hung out, had a good time. So, and I met up with some friends, or met new friends on Fremont Street. But that was pretty cool. But I don't know. I know we were excited, and we're going to be talking about it later. But it was funny when we were recording last episode. You know, you're like, Ryan, hopefully the food comes out, food guide comes out, you know, by the end of the week, you know, or whatever. And it literally came out the next day after we recorded.
It's just how it goes. It always happens like that.
Yeah. So we'll definitely talk about it in a little bit. We're going to do a couple news. We had some big news going throughout the Disney universe. And I'm excited, too, for this show because one of my friends, Anitra, came up with the idea of Disney bucket lists. So that'll be fun to talk about. We got a lot of really cool responses to it. I know we got a lot of bucket lists, but I just want to do a few shout outs before we kind of go to the news real quick. If you're watching on YouTube and you're checking out my Jungle Cruise skipper hat, this was a special ordered from Trader Brandon. He was on the show a couple years ago, and he's a former Disney Imagineer who designed both the Enchanted Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar and Trader Sam's Grog Grotto in Florida. So he's the one that came up with a backstory and everything. And he had these hats designed, made to fit straight from Poland. So they're like made to order. And because the cheap one I have for Adventureland Day has an elastic on the back, but this one's nice, has a little leather bill. It fits perfectly. He also sent in a recipe card. And this is a Jaws reference, but it's Quince Grog, because some of his tiki mugs are actually the yellow barrels from the first Jaws movie. So I'm going to try that later. Very tasty. Then he actually has his own comic book that he threw in there, too. So it's like a Trader Brandon, kind of like an Indiana Jones style comic. Nice. Very cool. And Michael Giacchino actually composed music for this, exclusively for this, and put that out on vinyl. So I want to get that. And plus, even though we had Disney Plus Day, which released Jungle Cruise and Shang-Chi, I'm a sucker for packaging, so I had to get Jungle Cruise 4K Blu-ray and Blu-ray. No, this is at Target.
Oh, okay.
Because I love the art for it. Target usually does it. Yeah, Target does really cool packaging, so I had to get that. So little shout-out to Trader Brandon for the awesome hat. This is so comfortable, and I had to wear my Neverland Trading Jungle Cruise shirt. So little shout out there, but
nice.
Yes. But we got some crazy stuff to talk about. We're going to get to the brand new Spider-Man trailer that was just dropped a little bit over an hour ago, and Alex hasn't seen it yet. Ryan, you saw it, and I got home. I tried to film a reaction video, so I want to see how that goes, but we'll get to that real quick because we wanted to do a review of the Eternals, and time got kind of crazy and didn't get around to it. So me and Alex saw it on opening night. We're going to get to it real quick. So this will be semi-spoilery. It won't be too spoilery, but most people that were excited for it have probably seen it by now, so they know all the spoilers and stuff. So, but I will kick it off to you, Alex. What did you think about the Eternals? Yeah, from Marvel.
It's going to be spoilery. I'm pretty sure we're into 3 weeks now. So
yeah, we're at that window.
being that we'll try and keep it concise, I liked it. I mean, I definitely did get to see it a second time. I saw it in 3D last week.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice. I told you I'm not really a big fan of the 3D movies much anymore because it seems like it just looks like really high definition with the exception of maybe one moment where they try and come, you know, break the field of plane and give you that 3D jump scare or something.
Yeah.
And in Eternals, I thought that moment was when Circe turns the deviant into a tree down in Argentina when they're at the place with the druid. That was really cool, seeing the water come out and the trees spring up or whatever. But yes, overall, I thought it was a really fun movie, a much different Marvel movie. But for what it attempted and, you know, what it brought to the MCU as far as diversity and just new characters as kind of, I hope, a bridge to what's coming rather than a cornerstone of what's coming.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've only gotten around to seeing it once. It definitely had a different feel than a traditional Marvel movie. Some people were comparing it to even a DC movie, which I didn't so much. I think being not familiar with the director, was it Chloe Zhao?
Chloe Zhao.
I know she's like more of an art house style director, but very successful. She's an award winner. I always feel weird when they bring in art house directors for Marvel movies, but everything was complete. I thought she did a really good job. Sadly, and this had, I don't think this had anything to do with the movie or just that I was at work at about at 6 o'clock that morning, but I kind of dozed off during the climax. And so I know what happens. I was watching the Nerdist videos and stuff, but no, I really liked it. And it's just, I know it's been getting a lot of crap from a lot of sites and stuff, but a lot of the sites are the ones that seem to be hating on everything that Disney and whatever they own is putting out, like every time. So, I really enjoyed it. I'm hoping we get like you said, it's a bridge to what's to come, which I think it will be. I think it will tie into even the post credit scenes from Shang-Chi. We were talking about that, but I thought it was pretty good.
Favorite moment, favorite character.
Favorite character was it Kingo Kumail Nanjiani's character. Mm-hmm. I'm just a big fan of his comedy, and I just thought it was funny. Even the over the top Bollywood dancing stuff, but. I don't know. I guess, and I was reading something where he actually has his all the film posters from where he was his great grandfather to grandfather to he's got in his house props. And stuff. Yeah. Nice. No, he was probably my favorite character. That I'm trying to think. I was kind of hoping more from Salma Hayek's character Ajak, but that's just because I like Salma Hayek. But
that's what's up.
Yeah. Ryan, you didn't get around to seeing it or?
No, we bought tickets. And then we were just like, we weren't interested. I was going to see it for the show, but now we have two people that see all the movies and not just one. So I can kind of skip out on some now. So and I haven't been excited at all, like from any of the trailers. So I was just like, we'll just stay in and ordered some food and stuff. So yeah, I'll watch it when it comes on Disney Plus. Yeah. I'll watch Shang-Chi now that that's out. So much came out on Disney Plus, though. We'll get to that.
Yeah, but, definitely. Yeah,
I'll watch it eventually once it comes to Disney Plus, but just like I wasn't interested. I didn't want to go sit for, and it's like it had a long runtime too.
Yeah, but it's
240. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I mentioned this to Alex. Even though I really enjoyed it, there were some deep parts where who said it? It might have been on Nerdist or something, but they said that the movie at one point was too long, but then at the same point was too short for the story they're trying to tell.
Yes.
And I think this show would have been, or this movie might have done better as a show, even like a 6 to 7 episode arc. But,
did they try to like squeeze in a backstory for each character?
There was almost, yeah. And then a lot of, a lot of going back in time to like when they first came to Earth and stuff. I don't say it was choppy, but some parts were choppy. But then they're building up another character. Like they introduce a certain character, Kit Harington's character, who's in the comics. He becomes the Black Knight, and pretty, and so I mean they like, hey, here's Jon Snow from, and we're going to show him in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, then in the post credit scenes, which was really cool. I mean,
and spoiler warning, I saw that Blade was kind of introduced in the post credit scene.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I still don't know who Blade is, but I like how they did that.
Yeah, and if you want some backstory on his character and that actual Blade, go to Nerdist. They break it down really good, and they even mentioned how like the Blade is strong enough. What was that?
It's called the Ebony Blade.
Yes, and it might have been the Blade that might have beheaded the Celestial in Guardians of the Galaxy, the Nowhere, the head that's floating in space, that's called Nowhere. And there's a whole backstory with that, that it might actually, in some comics, it was actually like a symbiote style stuff in the Blade. So check that out if you really want to deep dive into that. But
I actually remember from the castings that Kit Harington was cast as the Black Knight.
Yeah.
And then they wiped any recollection of that, because it ends up being kind of a stinger or an Easter egg at the end of the movie. They never really mention that's who it is. But I guess if you're familiar with the comics, you would know Dane Whitman, I believe is his name.
Yeah.
So you would know that as the Black Knight. So when we were watching it, I didn't remember. But when they said who it was, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember they said that's who he was going to be. And I wasn't even clear on the connection with the Black Knight and the Eternals at that time.
Yeah.
I think the moment we first see him and Richard Madden, Rob Stark on screen together, I think there were a lot of us Game of Thrones fans who were hyped for that reunion.
Yeah.
just my favorite character was Fastos, along with what you were saying about how it was too long. I do agree. It would have been a great Disney Plus series. I've said before, I really like movies when they tie in some bit of history to it. So I really enjoyed as they went through history and showed different moments in time and how the Eternals had some sort of effect on that or didn't and watched. Fastos's character, as he was the guy who invented things and created technology, basically. So seeing at multiple different points in time during the movie how he either did or could have influenced what was going on. There was at least three that I could think of, big ones. So as far as backstory, they kind of drew a little bit more up for him that way. This fun movie, lots of characters.
Yeah, and the effects, their powers looked really cool, how they did them. I mean, so yeah, that even the eye beams, I mean, people are like Superman, but it's like, well, they're totally different, and the way they look, like around his face and stuff, and Athena's, you know, how her weapons came out, and you know, so and that, I mean, that's how they really tie. Like I said, I think they are going to tie in with the post credit of Shang-Chi. So check it out. Check out Shang-Chi. I think you'll like it, Ryan.
I will. I will eventually. I'll get to it. There's a lot.
Yeah,
and I started watching Clone Wars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We'll do a backup on that real soon, too.
You get a pass then.
Yeah. Our first couple episodes.
So, do we know, are all the Eternals at DCA? I just saw three.
Yeah, it was Fastos, Kingo, and Cersei, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I mean, I wonder if they're going to alternate them once in a while, or who knows. So
those were the three that were technically left on Earth at the end of the movie.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't count Sprite, because Cersei changes Sprite from an Eternal to a human. Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. You know. But so it makes sense that the only ones we would see at Avengers Campus are the ones that are still Earthbound.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Prior to being zipped up.
Yeah. Well, that does make sense. But I do want to see it again, just because, I mean, there's so much going on and a whole lot of story. So, and plus, like I said, I dozed off, but I blame that on work and waking up early. So, but that was really cool. So, but we're already, I got to jump on Spider-Man, man. The new poster they released was pretty cool. They did the one of with the different villains in the back, And so it's like, you can spot, you know, Green Goblin and obviously Doc Ock. Then you see the lightning bolt for Electro, then the sandstorms. I'm like, and that was super cool. Then they released, once they got note of the, or not, once we got note of that, they're actually doing a, which was weird, a trailer event. I've never heard of that before. Did you see
that in multiple cities?
No, it's just LA.
Yeah, I saw someone who was in the room for that on Instagram. They were all freaking out. Tom Holland was there and talked to the crowd after. Can you imagine waiting all day just to go in the theater to watch a trailer? I mean,
yeah.
If I was, I think I would have done it. Yeah, I probably would have done it too.
Yeah, it's almost like the old Phantom Menace days where you had to go watch like Wing Commander just to see the. So
I went to see Fast 9 in IMAX just to see the Jurassic World. It was like a 10-minute long trailer. It was really
cool. Which is weird because it hasn't been leaked or anything since, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised that they've kept it off the internet. But
that's crazy. But yeah, the first teaser for Spider-Man No Way Home was pretty awesome. And man, I here you go, Alex. Sorry.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So
live reaction.
It's your live reaction, and it looks amazing. Let me click over real quick.
Ever since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week where my life has felt normal. That was when you found out.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors. From every universe.
New suit!
Hello, Peter. You're not Peter Parker.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap. You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe. You're not gonna take this away from me.
Peter, you're struggling. Damn everything you want. Woo! While the world tries to make you choose.
It's all my fault. I can't save everyone. What's happening?
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
December 17th, exclusively at movie theaters. Tickets on sale November 29th. Spider Monday.
Cyber Spider Monday.
Yeah.
I saw that.
So what did you think?
He was standing on top of the statue at the end.
It was hard to tell. I let me see if I can pull it up again.
I think that's the beginning of the movie.
I don't
when
know.
When they're all coming through, and then he's gonna say, "I can't save them all," and then Andrew and Toby are gonna show up
at the beginning of the movie.
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we'll find out, but let's see.
Yeah, maybe if it's like, you know, Wait, let's rewind back to a week or something. But it's like clearly everything else we saw with him talking about not wanting to have people know him as Spider-Man and the stuff with him, like that would all happen before.
I think that scene will happen in the first hour.
Okay. So it looked like I zoomed in and it looked like Doctor Strange on top of the.
I don't think that's actually Doctor Strange.
It might be somebody else.
It's one of the Peter Parkers, because it's right after he says they're starting to come through and I can't hold them.
Yeah. So
I did notice at least five of what could be a Sinister Six.
And I think Mysterio's numbers, Mysterio will be back in the movie.
Yeah, because I saw Lizard, Electro, Sandman, Doc Ock, and Goblin.
Green Goblin.
There's two goblins.
Yeah, I was wondering if one is from the younger one from the Andrew Garfield. Yeah.
What's his name? Topher Grace?
No, the one from.
I always forget about him in that movie.
Yeah, it was the one from. No, the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Oh, Topher Grace played. Oh, no, wasn't he Venom or something?
Yeah, hopefully we don't get him.
I think Venom.
Well, there's movie. Also the possibility of Venom, too.
Well, yeah, I'd rather. I mean, I hope we get the Tom Hardy Venom, not the the Erickson or whatever from a 70s show, Topher Grace.
If anyone with what we saw at the end of the Venom movie, I would assume that would be what we. I just find it hard that they would find time to actually show his face as well as Venom. I noticed Electro looking more comic accurate than in the first go around, so that was kind of cool.
And William Dafoe Goblin had a updated mask.
Yeah, and suit wasn't as glossy. He was a little bit more matte, but very cool. Even Spider-Man, the black suit looked more, had like padded like armor on it.
I think that Spider-Man might be Tobey Maguire.
What they said the runtime was? Like 250 almost?
I just checked. I didn't see a runtime.
They started teasing the runtime on the internet last week. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I'm pretty sure it's close to 3 hours. Over 240.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. Because I remember when even like Revenge of the Sith came out, it's like, oh, it's going to be a 3-hour movie because, you know, Lord of the Rings was popular at 3 hours and it wasn't. So, but I would love for it to be. I would love for it to be that long.
What'd you get, Ryan?
219. What's that?
So right here, it says runtime of 2 hours and 49 minutes. It's okay. Red, but I saw posts about it on Instagram and stuff last week as well. So I'm
for it.
Extra half hour.
Oh no, I'm for it. Yeah. So.
Well, it just seems like it has so much to cover.
Yeah. And build up because it builds into the Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness, which they just announced a few days ago. That's kind of going through some reshoots, which is big movies that have a big budget. Reshoots happen, so people don't need to freak out about every time.
Unless it's The Last Jedi.
Oh, jeez. We posted this on Instagram and we got one comment already. And so, John Zancanaro, our good friend, I cannot wait for this. Two hot flame emojis. When Doctor Strange says they're starting to come through and I can't stop them, whatever reveal that will be has to be incredible. And I agree. That looked like what we saw in Loki, you know, when the multiverse was branching out. So, so I don't know. I'm excited. I mean, that was a badass trailer.
yeah. So, two goblins, Sandman, Lizard, Doc Ock, and Electro. That's six. If Goblin counts as two.
And then we still got
Mysterio is, I think, confirmed.
Well, you got Mysterio, then you still got Rhino, which hopefully if they do them, they do them a lot better than how they did in the Garfield movie. Because I love Paul Giamatti, but the way they did Rhino was stupid in that movie.
Yeah, I agree.
And we still got Michael Keaton as the Vulture because he's in the recent trailer, the Morbius trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's been teased at the end of like a couple other movies too. So Oh man,
it's gonna be an insane movie. Exactly a month.
Yeah, exactly. And you so, like really, Cyber Monday. Oh,
it'd be really funny if Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield don't show up in the movie.
Well, Andrew Garfield said he's not in the movie. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So is that I'm not in the movie? Wink, wink. Or.
But they've been Andrew Garfield's been doing a lot of press lately.
Yeah,
suspiciously out of nowhere.
I think he's in something else.
Is he? That would make more sense.
Yeah, he was in a movie. I forget what it was called, but it was like Tammy Faye or something about like a televangelist guy.
Yeah. Huh. Like, is it like a movie or like a TV movie or Netflix or?
It was either an HBO Max or a theaters.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and that came out like a couple weeks ago, I think.
Who's Tammy Faye?
Or maybe when that first trailer came out.
Her and her husband were very, they're TV evangelists back in like the '80s. And then I forget the husband's name, but was involved in like a sex scandal or something. And so that was the wife.
Okay.
I believe. One thing I will say though, is I know a lot of people knock on the first reboot of Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield. Even though Rhino was a stupid villain, I did like the movies. I thought Andrew Garfield was a good Spider-Man. Not a good Peter Parker, but I thought he was a good Spider-Man. So I'm excited to see him and Toby if they do show up.
Yeah.
But they
have to.
Yeah. Have and to, even right? Kirsten Dunst says she's not in the movie too. So we'll figure it out. But
I just trying to get through the next 4 weeks. Honestly, I didn't want to watch the trailer. I just want to see the movie.
Yeah.
I knew I wouldn't get through the next 4 weeks without seeing it, hearing about it, ripping it up, unpacking it, and putting it back again.
Yeah.
And it comes out 2 days early in the UK for some reason. So we're going to have to stay off the internet for a few days.
Like 2 days early? Or?
Yeah. It comes out on the 14th.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm hoping I got a buddy. I'm trying to get in one of those screenings, the week before. Press screenings.
Oh, I'll be there. Right? When am I back? I think I'm back on the 8th.
Are you coming through here on the way back?
No, I'm flying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a lot faster and cheaper.
Definitely. But
I do like the drive. It's a nice drive.
Well, you have some family out this way too, right?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Yeah, in Davis. I got a lot of family in Davis.
Yeah.
Right, cool.
It's like an extra 5 days, so drive.
Yeah, spend them in the park, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or Knott's Berry Farm or whatever.
Speaking of parks, is that a good segue?
Yeah, that is a great segue, and I'm sure we're all hyped for Spider-Man, that's a perfect segue. We got some really exciting and unexpected news. I've been watching, I don't know if you guys, when I say you guys, I'm also talking to our listeners and people watching on YouTube, but if you follow Fresh Baked, they were posting a few days ago about some weird construction happening around Toontown and just like random, like new brick and a lot of just like leading into Toontown from like the ramp and everything. And they're kind of confused about that because they're asking questions. Nobody knew what was going on. Then we got news from, I saw this early Monday morning on the Walt Disney Imagineering Instagram, which is a great Instagram page if you guys don't follow it. If you're a Disney fan, I'm sure you're following it now. But they're closing Toontown, and it's going to be reimagined and reopening with Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And so basically what they're doing is they're adding this new park area, kind of like close to like Goofy's house. You know, there's that little hot dog stand, and then where the Jolly Trolley station was and everything. So they're adding a park. It's called Centennial Park, and this will be the first thing that they see when they walk into the new imagined land. And at the center of the park, there'll be a new fountain, and it looks like Mickey holding up Minnie like they're dancing on a rose petal or something. And it says it's designed for play and sensory experience. While at night, it will also brought to life in a unique spectacle. So, of course, it'll transform a vibrant symphony of sights, sounds, and sensations throughout the park. And this is so through Disney Parks blog, they even mentioned like this will be a place where kids and families can either play or even relax, you know, and stuff. So, and the key word for me is relax. That always sounds like a good thing to do. So, I don't know. What do you guys think when you heard this? I'll start with you, Ryan. As much as you love Toontown, I bet. No, I'm kidding.
A couple things. One, I'm upset we're not getting a huge Galaxy's Edge expansion that way. Because I thought Toontown might have shrunken in the future, get shrunken down in size, or kind of just Mickey's Runaway or make a Fantasyland, just that area. But it sounds like a good idea for like parents and kids, but when people want to relax, usually they go back to the hotel, like because they want to get out of the sun.
Well, it's not everybody. I know. I relax. I just look for a place, a nice bench to sit or
but
something.
I'm thinking shaded. More like parents and kids. I don't know. I can't see, like, if I'm on a trip by myself going to sit in Toontown where a bunch of kids are going to be to relax. Like, because you don't want to hear, like, because they're going to be playing and yelling and screaming, which is fine. Just if you're going to want to relax, probably not what you want to hear. You want to go sit on a bench in, like, New Orleans Square or something or along the water to just chill out. So I think it might be cool for a few years, but I think Toontown will just be dead again after that.
I would agree with you if I hadn't ridden Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway yet.
So that's true. That's going to be there.
Yeah, and so that's going to bring a lot of life. And I think that's and one of the things in this park, it looks like a big tree. And I was reading somewhere and somebody mentioned that and Alex, you'll probably remember this from the Walt Disney Family Museum, but people are saying that this might be kind of like Disneyland putting in, there's a tree that Walt called the Thinking Tree.
Yeah.
Or something.
Someone was actually reading that. That's what this is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Walt's tree.
And I'm all for that. You know, I mean,
I'm for that.
It's always a good idea to bring more Walt to Disneyland. I'm a fan of that. So, the one thing, because they have two concept art, and one's from kind of like, looks like a sky view from behind, like Small World. But one thing, I don't know if it's just hidden for this or not, but at the bottom, I do not see Roger Rabbit or the fountain there. So, but I hope that's just to focus on the new stuff.
I think the fountain goes, but because it looks like there's some grass over on the side by Roger Rabbit as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the big funny thing, you know. Raise the ticket prices and we'll give them lawn. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll nice give them some grass. But sure. I think honestly the whole thing is justified by Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Because if they didn't shut down Toontown, that you know, you just got huge, you know, what looks like about 2/3 of Toontown behind Scrim until that opens. Also, you've still got the situation with character meet and greets. They're not allowing people inside Mickey or Minnie's house. Until when, we don't know. But by taking that out of the equation, it's one less reason for people to be back there. And I'm sure they're doing it with the hopes that when they reopen it, they'll be able to have people inside the houses. But yeah, honestly, I'm excited about the Walt tree. I think that's going to be like a West Coast version of the Dreamer's Point that they're planning for Epcot out there in Florida, kind of a tribute to Walt and a place where we can all kind of reflect on what Disney has brought us, where it is now, and why we love it and love coming there. But it almost to me feels like they added stuff to justify closing it down for a year to do the construction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like tree and the grass and stuff. Was all second thought. And then the other thing that was brought up, it didn't say anything about it. I doubt Gadget's Go Coaster goes anywhere, but it's by far time for a retheme for that.
No one
young enough to ride that knows who Gadget is.
Yeah,
I don't know who Gadget is.
See, there you go. But we're getting a new Chip and Dale movie next year, this summer.
Is it a movie or show?
It's a movie.
That's right. Who's Chip and Dale too? I remember seeing that on the Plus.
Andy Sandberg and I forget the other actor. We'll remember this. But yeah, look. Yeah, right.
Just kidding.
It looks like Goofy's house is also gone too, or reimagined. This is also a good time to repaint everything to add some vibrant and color to it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, those green hills look like they were popping.
Yeah.
You know, the rolling hills that they have behind Toontown.
I don't know. I'm sure the possibility they can do this, just how popular it is now. But I would love to see if they can do some kind of like projection mapping at night, where nothing special, but where the buildings look vibrant and cartoony at night.
Right.
So I think that would be pretty.
Cartoon things happening in the windows and stuff.
Yeah. And just a projection overlap and just adds to that. But I did do a post on this. We did get a couple of comments. So let's see. So I got to read what I wrote, because one of the comments is based on what I wrote, and that's from Discord Apparel. But I put Mickey's Toontown is getting a much needed update, opening alongside with Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway. The updated land will include new fountains and green park area that sounds like a place where kids and adults can either play or wind down a little bit. Then check out the full article at Disney Parks blog. So Discord Apparel comment, how dare you? Much needed. It's perfect the way it is. So it's still fun, but yeah, it much needed. Seriously. It's been, it's needed a little TLC for the last couple of years.
Yeah. No, that new ride's definitely going to give it all it needs to last. God knows another 20 to 30 years.
Yeah. Cause I was with Ryan. I was expecting Toontown to be a goner, for a Galaxy's Edge expansion, even a Fantasyland expansion. But once they announced the Mickey and Minnie's Railway, I'm like, okay, yeah, they're keeping Toontown for a long time. Cause that ride is that amazing.
I wonder if they'll change all like the Mickey and Minnie stuff around Toontown to match like the artwork of
Runaway. Yeah, it's hard to tell, because even the fountain looks like an old school Minnie, but a traditional, not like the new style animation.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. And of course, I'm sure we'll find out more at D23 this year. So will be exciting, because we'll actually be getting Disneyland news for D23. Also, we got a comment. This is kind of funny. Fernando Strikes Back. What about a boxing ring to settle family disputes?
I get
it. Geez, Fernando.
The great fight of Toontown.
But I'm excited. I love Toontown. I love riding Roger Rabbit, and I just like walking around there every once in a while. I know it's kind of like a dead end, literally, when you get that way, but I'm excited. So
I'm just excited to see what it does. I mean, I'm excited for the ride. I think that the spruce up is, in order for this big brand new ride to be back there. But more than anything, I'm excited to see what it does to the traffic flow in the park. You know,
yeah,
you're getting there 8 a.m. Now you got to go all the way to the opposite backside of the park for this big new e-ticket attraction.
Yeah.
What's it going to do to Rise of the Resistance, your Space Mountains, Indiana Jones, Peter Pan, especially being that this is a ride that all ages will be able to go on, what it's going to do to those lines.
Yeah.
Is how the traffic's going to get spread. I could imagine, what is also always pretty busy in the afternoon, Fantasyland is going to be that much more with people going back to Toontown as well.
Yeah, exactly. Genie Plus will help with that.
If it ever shows up. I was hoping it'd be there by my trip, but it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything, but
I'm just checking wait times now to see what... Actually, it's not that bad right now. What day of the week is it?
Tuesday.
Everything's like 10 minutes.
Nice.
Huh.
It's a party night.
Yeah. Oh, that's it fun. Is.
Mary's Night?
Is tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I can... I don't know. Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, let's. Yeah,
well, I guess we're gonna get into food and stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna quickly.
So I just want to double check though. But we're all excited about Toontown update, or meh?
Very excited about Toontown.
Yeah.
Anything new in the original Disneyland, I'm excited about.
Yeah. If they do a good job, I'll be happy.
And the concept art looks amazing, like it always does. So.
Yeah. Well, and one of the points I see a lot of people bringing up when it comes to this. It's just, I mean, like, I know we're always talking about the prices going up and how everything's kind of a gouge. But at the end of the day, and this is one of the things I always bring up to my non-Disney friends, is for the price tag, where else do you get that much entertainment for, what, like 16 hours a day, like 8 a.m. to midnight?
You know? Yeah, pretty much.
So this just is adding more to that park. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool. But speaking of Christmas, Merriest Nights, is that's what it's called? Or
yeah, Merriest Nights 2, I believe, is happening right
Merriest
now.
Merriest Nights 2.
Yeah, which you're going to, Ryan. But yeah, literally after we started recording episode 100, we got the foodie guide that you're expecting. So
yeah,
I'll let you
real quick. Merriest Nights, a lot of people are upset with it. It doesn't seem like there's much to do at all.
Unless you like the Muppets.
Well, yeah, but besides that, like, it's just photo ops. Apparently, like, they didn't do anything. You get some lights, but all the YouTubers and stuff, they're all like, eh, for our $175.
Yeah, it sounds like the party was like the parties in each zone are not all they're cracked up to be.
No, because they keep saying plus much more, like plus so much more, and they didn't add anything else.
Well, if they had to pay the actual Muppet players to be there for six nights in the winter, that would explain the cost a little bit. But
yeah,
to me, and I don't know if this is a spoiler for anybody who hasn't gone or seen the videos, but the actual Muppets, like the size that you see on television and movies, are going down Main Street on the double-decker omnibus. That is amazing. I can only recount in my lifetime two other opportunities where I could have seen the Muppets live and in person. So if I could get a ticket to this and get down there, I would, in a second, pay $175 to sit and watch the Muppets probably twice and eat a churro.
Yeah, shout out. Most of my time will be on Main Street, I think, just getting footage of the Muppets and stuff.
I just want
to give a quick shout out to Skywalker Through Neverland. They were at the first one, and I was watching that. I don't watch any videos rarely, but when Richard and Sarah post, I like to watch their videos, and they got a really nice spot where the Muppets were performing. But so I just want to say that real quick. So go ahead, Ryan. Sorry.
Alex, are you saying something?
Oh, no, I was talking about Joe had mentioned the projection mapping with Toontown, and that was one of the things I noticed, all the projection mapping they did on Main Street for the Victorian Christmas, and how I was saying they could do cool animated stuff with the windows, and you actually see some fun animated stuff in the windows along Main Street. I concur with the cost being a little much, considering there's not a lot going on in other places. But for me, seeing the Muppets live and in person would be bucket list.
Right yeah, there. I've done that. I've done that once at Disney World. It was the year they were doing the volunteer thing.
Oh, that's right. They had the window. Did you see them in the windows?
No. My niece did. And I've seen some of her videos are super awesome. But they actually had this volunteer. You know, you give a day, you get a day.
Mm-hmm. And I think did that.
Yeah, so the second year was actually they did it for 2 years because it was so successful, and the second year was actually run by the Muppets. So they had a parade and they had a float, and that is a regular Disney World daytime parade. But the beginning of the float was a Muppet float, and it had the actual full size Kermit and Miss Piggy on the float, and then Sweetums was running through, like kind of walking around it, and then he was like high fiving people in the crowd. And you know, this is the real Sweetums that you see like on the show and in the Muppet Vision. And I had a nicely shaved head that day, so he actually came up to me and did the little on my head. So
nice.
But yeah, that's my story.
Yeah, I forgot about the Disney World Muppet encounters. They had the Great Moments in History, the Muppet Mobile Labs were out there. But yeah, I was only thinking they did a concert at Hollywood Bowl a couple nights a few years ago, and then they also played Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem played at Outside Lands a few years back. Nice. I would have loved to see that. But I know, and I think we mentioned in our Muppet episode in the past, they did have giant-sized, character-sized Muppets that used to walk around Hollywood Studios in the early days there. And I remember when we went to Hollywood Studios seeing those Muppets, kind of off-putting for someone who's used to watching the Muppets on TV,
yeah,
who are about, you know, half the size of the people they're talking to. And here I am like an 8-year-old kid, like, ah, Kermit the Frog, looks like a giant monster. Like they were all Sweetums size. Let's put it like
yeah. That. That's not right. But sorry, we're going on our Muppet tangent. It's okay. Muppet's awesome.
Always. Christmas party looks like Christmas fun. Food. Overpriced. Let's talk about the food.
Let's talk about the food. That's what I'm on the show for. So I'm just gonna go through kind of the hitters that I'm excited for. I'm just doing the regular food guide, not the
party.
Not the Festival of the Holidays, because actually not everything looks really fancy on that menu, so I don't know how much I'm going to eat this year. But going to the food guide, I like pizza. So they have a chicken parm pizza that looks pretty good at Alien Pizza Planet. So I'm going to try that out. We have one Blue Bayou reservation, not during the party. Unfortunately, I couldn't get one. That was a fun day trying to get reservations, but they have a cookie butter creme brulee, which sounds delicious, that I will be getting. And Cafe Orleans, Cafe Orleans has a hot chocolate creme brulee. I can't say it right. I'm sorry. I apologize. That looks delicious.
Creme brulee.
And I went back a page. Let me just go back. There we go. Okay. Churros. I'm just going to list them off for Disneyland because there's a lot. We have a chocolate cinnamon churro. Sounds delicious. A groom churro, a bride churro. So you guys can get that in New Orleans and Critter Country and then go take a cute picture in front of the mansion. A pink coconut churro in Tomorrowland. So those are I thought there was one more, but there's not.
I know. I was kind of hoping they would do the Miguel's churro. There's like the chocolate churro with a chocolate dipping sauce in Frontierland.
Yeah, Mexican hot chocolate churro. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe in DCA?
Maybe.
It was in Frontierland before. It was a cocoa churro.
Yeah.
Cocoa dusted with a spicy Mexican hot chocolate dipping sauce. I didn't see it on this year's, but you definitely go back and look because they're up to like 10 different types of holiday churros.
There's a lot of churros.
Yeah.
So going over to Galactic Grill, they have a caramel pecan brownie parfait and a peppermint mocha frappe that I will be trying.
I got to shout out the seasonal burger there. Sounds interesting too.
Yeah. I don't know. I lost that.
I believe it was a burger with sausage, some kind of cheese.
Oh, here we go.
Onions.
Yeah. There's a lot of words I can't pronounce on there. So what Alex said.
Yeah.
It sounds like a giant sausage McMuffin.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you throw two meats on a bun, I'm checking it out.
Burger with cheese.
With cheese.
Something that's been making the Instagram rounds that looks delicious is from the refreshment corner, the spicy meatball sandwich that looks absolutely delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Are you getting all these you're listing, or these are on the wish list?
These are what I am going to be getting. I got 7 days in the park, 6 days.
Okay.
So I'll be eating. One thing that I'll be trying. So for the Merriest Nights at Blue Bayou, the meal is a seafood boil and it's $70, or you can go to the Harbor Gallery. And I think for $15, you get the exact same meal. So
I highly doubt it's the same meal.
It's the same picture.
Well, so Best Life and Beyond did go do that. And I saw because the Harbor Galley one, they have a seafood boil for two.
Yeah.
And I think they also have one for one. But I was just reading that's not available until like December 4th or something at Harbor Galley. The one at Blue Bayou, they offer either a seafood, a meat version that has andouille sausage, and either another type of sausage or chicken, or you can get an all vegetarian boil. And I'm pretty sure that one comes with appetizer and dessert as well.
Okay.
$70 is still a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you know, 50 of it, you're paying to sit next to the Pirates of the Caribbean, and the rest is for the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause Harbor Galley is still being worked on, aren't they? I think their idea of the seating.
Yeah, out there on that little secret path or something.
Yeah. Either way, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to eat.
Mine's a vegetarian one. Give me meat.
Yeah, the meat boil, I am not a seafood eater. So the fact that they're catering to us and making a meat version of a seafood, because I love the potatoes and the corn and all that stuff.
then that broth all just like, oh, I'm so hungry right now.
Me too. I got.
And you can have a hurricane too.
Ooh. Continue, sir. Sorry.
On to the Jolly Holiday Bakery. They have a turkey noodle soup. So that's a little twist. Not chicken noodle, it's turkey noodle. Well,
I've had their regular house turkey soup because as much as I love the grilled cheese and tomato soup there, I wanted to change it up. So their turkey was really good. So actually adding the turkey noodle sounds delicious to me because I love turkey soup. Sounds awesome.
Thanks.
Bring me back some.
I will not because I will be eating it. And they have a holiday brownie. That looks good. And the holiday sandwich that looks so delicious. It's roasted turkey stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce on a rustic bun with house-made chips. That just sounds so good.
Get that Earl's sandwich. That's what I had at our last visit when we.
Yeah, that's what I had too. But I think this one will be a little bit better because you'll be in the park.
Yes, it comes with magic.
Yes, comes with magic. They have the Mickey gingerbread, soft gingerbread cookie, which is always it's so good.
That's one of your favorites. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Oh my God. You're going to get so many pictures of that. So the Plaza Inn is offering a Christmas fantasy parade dining package with roasted New York strip loin and house-made mac and cheese with autumn vegetables and chocolate bread pudding. And then you get a little reserve spot for the parade. We had reservations for that, but I think that was $70 too. And the meal didn't look like amazing. It looked good, like a good meal, but we dropped our reservations for that. That's that.
That all sounds delicious.
Yes. Moving on to the Rancho del Zocalo, the pork zolo, traditional Mexican stew of hominy, shredded pork, and then a word that I can't pronounce, giaggiolo peppers. I don't know. Garnished with lime, cabbage, onion, and radish. That looks pretty good.
It sounds like pozole, and that sounds amazing. Yes.
Dessert nachos, cinnamon crisp, topped with berry compote, whipped cream, and honey cream anglaise. I don't know what that means, but it looks good. And then Red Rose Tavern will have the gray stuff, but holiday style eggnog cold brew and Mickey shaped gingerbread cookie, which I believe is just the same as the one I talked about earlier. There's just not a picture for it. Riverbell Terrace will have a hummingbird cake, which is pineapple banana spice cake with cream cheese frosting and candied pecans.
That sounds delicious.
Seasonal monkey bread. I think we have a Riverbell Terrace. Yeah, that's why I marked what I'm eating. It's Tropical Hideaway has a holiday Dole Whip. I believe that's just at the party. And apparently just tastes like straight sugar, so I'll probably get that. Now we're moving
straight
on.
Straight sugar is always good.
DCA. I'm going to jump to the churros. They have a dusted gingerbread churro with sweet gingerbread crumbles drizzled with vanilla frosting and finished with Christmas chocolates. Tres Leches Hard Float. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, and I'm sorry if I offended anyone.
You're pretty close.
Hot chocolate, peppermint ice cream sundae. Yes, I'll be getting that. Going to the Cozy Cone. There you have a cherry chocolate churro. I'm not a big cherry guy, so I probably won't get that one. Peppermint ice cream, creamy pesto Alfredo cone. The cones are kind of hit and miss with me. I might get that one, but they're really heavy, the cones, because they all have all that bread after. Thick.
Yeah.
Bread.
The pretzel.
Scrolling. Lamplight Lounge has a holiday hot chocolate. It's peppermint schnapps and vanilla vodka in hot chocolate topped with whipped cream and peppermint. That sounds really good, and I don't even drink that much. So I think I'll be getting that because we have a Lamplight reservation. What else? There's a lot of breads, sourdoughs, candy cane sourdough at Pacific Wharf, Christmas tree pull-apart sourdough, snowman sourdough and Mickey shaped gingerbread. So I think that's probably just a little cookie again. And Schmoozie's has a peppermint shake. I'm really upset that they didn't bring back the churro shake from our trip.
Yeah.
So good. And this burger from Smoke Jumpers looks real good. It's a cranberry turkey burger. It's grilled turkey with cranberry barbecue sauce, seasoned with sweet potato fries and onion strings, served with waffle cut fries. And then
that sounds pretty damn good.
Apple whiskey cocktail. I won't be getting that, but I thought Joey, you or both of you guys would appreciate that. And then DCA is just going to have a bunch of cookies and treats and Christmas donuts. There's a long list, so I'm not going to go through it. And then that's it. Trader Sam's has the ginger spice cocktail, peppermint rum cocktail, which I think is the one you had, Joey.
Yeah, so actually, while you're reading there, I pulled up on Enchanted Tiki Bar Instagram, which is a great page to all your Trader Sam's information. So, yeah, I'll kind of get this, but the peppermint bark is back, which is delicious. So Teeny Bubbles, I didn't have that one. Couple years ago, I had the ginger snaps. That was delicious. And they have the Jungle All the Way. So the mug that I got, they're reissuing that for this year, which was the Skipper Nutcracker.
Nice. Yeah, we have Goofy's Kitchen on Saturday night. So maybe we'll stop on the walk back to the hotel, have a drink.
Nice. Very cool.
But yeah, so, sorry, that was a lot of food. But you'll all be getting pictures and a lot of boomerangs. So don't you guys worry.
No, we need to do better than boomerangs. We need actual descriptions of what you're eating. So
yes, photo with description of what you're eating.
Okay, I'll do little videos.
I only want a boomerang if it's going into your mouth.
Oh, I could do that. Whoa. Too.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, boomerang is an action shot. There's no action in food sitting on the table.
Okay. Good point.
I'll just do like my mouth open and just like.
Children's program.
Churro.
Oh, man. You guys. That's awesome.
Welcome to YouTube, guys.
So out of all of us, because I know we've all been there during the holidays, a lot of that sounded good. But is there anything that used to be on the menu that you wish would come back? And I'll start with you, Alex, on this one. And I know we're not going for that.
Mention the Festival of the Holidays, but that's always my favorite way to skip around and eat DCA. I did see they brought back the, it was like a white cheddar stuffing mac and cheese that looks really good. I had that in the past along with those little glazed ham shanks.
Oh, so yeah.
Ham shanks I don't think are back, but the mac is. And then they have a lot of seasonal beers, yeah, which I will be getting into. But yeah, I love Festival of the Holidays.
Yeah, and Christy and her daughter Maya actually, I think, shared that macaroni and cheese too when one of the years we went there, and I never got around to it. So
yeah, I mean it was not great, but it was good.
Oh yeah, it looks really good.
I'm told the chorizo cheese dip is really good. They sell that at the Brews festival stand. So the one that sells the beer has the chorizo. It's like a chorizo queso.
Oh, crazy! Sounds good.
What looks really good is the holiday spiced wings with like cranberry sauce all over them.
That sounds
and
good.
The maple hazelnut hot butter rum. So it's rum and maple syrup with flavors of hazelnut, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
Oh, dang.
Okay. With salted caramel whipped cream on top. Boys, I'm going to eat a lot on this trip.
Do it. Green stretch pants.
Oh yeah, I went and bought shorts with elastic in them.
Oh jeez, and suspenders. Don't forget suspenders because you won't be wearing a belt. But I think the one thing I really miss, and this is just in general, is they used to have that donut stand in the hub, where you could get like coffee,
Disneyland,
at Disneyland. Yeah, is around the hub by the ice cream cart. And it's basically like you'd go there, get donuts, and they wouldn't refill them. It's like once they were done. And so when we went for the Christmas time, I had not the drink, but it was a peppermint bark chocolate bar. And so they had the peppermint bark, and they had, you could tell that the candy cane was freshly made at Disneyland Candy Cane, not the big candy cane, but it was still fresh. And oh my God, that was so delicious. I miss those donuts. So
I miss it all too.
But very good. That I can't wait to see your trip. And when are you going again? Real couple weeks, right?
Yeah, we leave on the 29th, and then we're back on the 6th, Monday to Monday.
So what? Episode 103, we get that trip report, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah.
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 Sweet. Talk about our anticipation for Spider-Man.
Yes.
Jeez, yeah. Are you guys going to... Oh, I'm going to be on a plane when tickets go on sale, and I'm really stressed out about that. Because my flight's on the 29th, and the tickets drop on the 29th, and I don't know what time. So wish me luck, guys.
I don't either, but I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, that's cool. I know
the internet on the plane if you need to.
Actually, yeah, you know, I'll probably do that. Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Yeah, that all sounds really good. So, yeah, I can't wait to see you.
It'll be a fun one.
Gain weight for the holidays.
I look forward to living vicariously through you at Disney this holiday season.
Oh, my God. The Knott's food looks so bad.
Really bad. We'll talk about that later. this new section's already going long.
So. Yeah.
Well, while Ryan is over at Disneyland and enjoying all the holiday stuff, we will be here at home enjoying the holidays through Disney Plus.
Yeah, which
we all just recently got the news from Disney Plus Day this last Friday, Disney Plus's second birthday. It feels like the end of the third year. It feels like it's been that long, I guess, with how much Disney Plus we were watching in 2020 while we were stuck at home. But Disney Plus Day did not disappoint. They gave us a lot of, you know, big releases as far as box office movies with Shang-Chi and Jungle Cruise hitting the service, as well as a couple straight to Disney Plus with the Home Alone, whatever.
Home Sweet Home Alone or
Home
something.
Home Sweet Home Alone. I have not watched it yet, waiting to get a little deeper in the season, but I am looking forward to it. Not high expectations, just, you know,
Don't have high expectations.
Well, I like Ellie Kemper, and I saw that the kid who played Buzz is back as a cop now. And so I think it'll have some callbacks and, you know, at the end of the day, just some crazy antics and bad guys getting bad guy too, you know?
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll try to get quickly through the Disney Plus. I will flip it over to one of you guys. Tell me what your favorite thing you saw, favorite thing you're looking forward to.
Well, before that, we did get a couple comments because I don't want to forget about these. So,
Disney Plus Day.
And I just asked people what we got. The Main Street Mouseketeer, our good buddy John. The first thing I watched was The Imaginarium Story, my favorite edition. Had to be, so this is recently. Muppets Haunted Mansion, hopefully they'll do more when they, and then I'm still waiting for House of Mouse. House of Mouse needs to come on Disney Plus. Old cartoon of the, I don't know if you guys ever watched that.
Yeah, I did.
When I was a kid. Nightclub and stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really cool. Let's see. Fernando Strikes Back. I work from home and I'm tempted to watch everything at once, but I'll be a good dad for once and wait until my kids get home from school. I'll probably watch Shang-Chi first. Good choice. Ciao, Alberto, and Under the Helmet. So, yes, to all that. And I still got to watch Luca so I can watch Ciao, Alberto. I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about what we saw first or, break it down and
how about we start with the big one that we were all excited about, Boba Fett.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That you was good.
I
watched it. Yeah, I thought it was great.
That was the first thing I watched.
I was hoping it was a little longer, but it was definitely more than just a sizzle reel, about 21 minutes.
Yeah. I was actually watching, I watched Obi-Wan first because that's what I was most looking forward to. But
the day before.
Well, yeah, but it got pulled right away.
Oh, okay. I saw it.
Under the Helmet was a great documentary introduction to Boba Fett. If you're not familiar with him, was a great recap for people that are fans, lifelong fans of Boba Fett, such as I believe all of us. I've seen it was cool because they showed stuff that I've seen before, but I didn't know the true full story about it.
Has some deep cuts in there.
Yeah, like when they showed him in the parade. I've seen that video of the parade. I did not know that was his official introduction to people, like hey, we'll throw this new costume guy out there, see how the kids like him.
Right. I like the little wire hanging out of his helmet.
Yeah.
They should make a hot toy, a parade Boba hot toy with a little wire sticking out.
I've seen the footage of the prototype Boba Fett coming out with a
all white.
We've all seen that. They have the figures. Did not know that the cape with a Star Wars towel. That was funny. That
either. Yeah.
I don't know. Was there any favorite parts of this special for you guys that really stood out? Or
no, it looked good.
Everything was cool. The old footage, I think, was the coolest. Both how, like, the original guy to wear the costume just happened to be the guy who was there who fit the costume, you know, and the parade.
Yeah.
But seeing all the different Bobas through the years, forget the kid who played young Boba.
Daniel Logan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Seeing him growing up and talking about it. And, of course, you know, it was a good little tribute to Jeremy Bullock.
Yeah, that definitely hit the feels. And I am so that I never got to meet him at any like convention, or he was a staple at Star Wars weekends in Florida. And so I know a lot of my friends that live in Florida met him multiple times. And I mean, I love the way they highlighted him, and even the stuff his widow said that he loved being out there in costume. And that did hit the feels pretty good then.
Yeah, he seemed to enjoy it more than most of the actors and actresses who come to conventions and stuff. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
And something you shouldn't take for granted, I guess, when you get a chance to meet these people, both the actors and actresses, having these fans who covet seeing them, but both also the fans, you know, these actors and actresses who take the time out to be at these, you know, whatever they're compensated.
But yeah,
they could easily not.
Absolutely. So that was great. And you know, seeing Tamora Morrison and Daniel Logan, like I said, doing their whole thing. That was really cool. And of course,
all three of them together was really cool.
Yeah. And Daniel Logan's a big Star Wars nerd. I mean, he'll go to conventions dressed up as Boba Fett because he's like, I'm still Boba Fett. I don't care.
The video of him as a kid from the special features, the first time they showed him the Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Like, this is you, but not now.
So, and he actually does a voice for Boba Fett in Clone Wars. So, little fun fact. So, that was really cool. It was pretty much what I was expecting. It was going to be kind of like a Boba Fett 101, but I liked how they really did highlight everybody that's played him in the past. So that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, Tamora being Jango Fett come full circle, plays him Boba Fett again in the show coming out on the 29th. So super excited for that. But yeah, I was expecting or hoping for a Obi-Wan, more of a trailer. I love sizzle reels and stuff, but I guess this was the exact same one that was shown at the stockholders meeting like a year ago. Hmm. A bunch of people said that's exactly what we saw a year ago, which was still cool. Seeing Ewan McGregor excited to be Obi-Wan is always exciting for me. The concept art looked cool. But I wish we would have gotten more of a little teaser trailer.
I don't think they'd want Boba and Obi-Wan out there at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I doubt we get it until at least after Boba's wrapped up. Although it sounds like Boba is only about 6 episodes.
Yeah, from what I've heard. So yeah,
maybe like at the end credit scene for Boba will be the trailer for Obi-Wan.
I think it'll lead into Mandalorian just because that's the same universe. So, I mean, I agree with that, but I still think because this is supposed to show us what's coming in the future of this next year. So even fast forwarding to they had the Pixar 2021 little. And this is where you could tell that this is what I tell people and everybody like, oh, well, Disney. Disney lets like Pixar run their house. They let Marvel run their house and they let Lucasfilm run their house. So I think Lucasfilm slightly dropped the ball on what they were bringing out for Disney Plus Day, especially if you saw the
assignment.
Yeah. Especially if you saw the entire Marvel special that they aired.
Yeah. Marvel did good. They understood.
And they showed all their stuff that's coming out, glimpses of everything that I was not even expecting. So like the stuff that's going to overlap. So I mean, I guess we could talk about that right now. Ryan, did you watch that at all? The Marvel?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. This was very similar to the Infinity War trailer at Disney at D23. And so basically they showed a very awesome recap of all the MCU shows that came out this past year with perfect transitions to the next show. And so, you know, it starts off with WandaVision, then Falcon Winter Soldier, then even Black Widow, they showed that because that, you know, that came out in the time. Then it leads into, or they show What If, then it leads into the new stuff that's coming out next year. I had Hawkeye, but then you see your first images of She-Hulk and Miss Marvel, and
I saw that.
Then you see the new looking Nick Fury, which looked awesome. Moon Knight looks awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we got actual like video from Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, and She-Hulk. I think we only got that image of Nick Fury from Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
And then the other ones were just kind of
the logos.
The logos, yeah.
So we got the Agatha Wanda, or is it Agatha
House of Harkness?
House of Harkness, the I Am Groot, which is going to be a little animated show. What If season 2? Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, Secret Wars, Ironheart. Oh man, we got a lot of stuff from Marvel. So, and like I said, going back to like the D23, they're showing the first 10 years of all the movies. And then they show something like, oh, you know, then you see the Milano from Guardians of the Galaxy flying. And then you see the opening where Thor runs into the glass, and it's like an 8-minute trailer for Infinity War. So I was like, oh my God, Marvel knows how to hype.
So yeah, they've been doing it a while at Comic-Con. And so.
Yeah. But the Obi-Wan, like I said, I'm excited for it. I cannot, and I just wish we got a little bit more, but it's okay. But we didn't get anything for Cassian, was supposed to come out also, but it's okay. I'm okay. I'm fine because we did get some cool stuff. We got some cool stuff. Did you guys watch the Olaf short? Yeah. And what did you think?
It was fun. Good. Yeah. 11 minutes all said and done.
Yeah, I like that you got that option to watch them all together.
I wish they put that first, because we watched them all, and then I'm like, okay, it's the next one. I'm like, oh, what? It's like, it's just all of them. They should just put that first.
When you watch them individually, does it give you that background of the clip from Frozen 2 where he's telling the story of Frozen 1?
No.
Because that's what starts it when you watch them all together. I like that.
Oh, that's stupid.
But yeah, I mean, I hope to see them put that out every year, and he does other Disney movies.
Star Wars.
How he uses Sven and Marshmallow in the
ones.
Marshmallow as a Cave of Wonders was my favorite out of his little stuff. So
Sven playing himself in that spot in Moana.
Yeah.
When Maui turns into Sven.
Yeah. I love Frozen and I love Olaf. He's a great character. So it was a cute little special. What else did we get? I have it on Blu-ray, but one of my favorite movies that people, and it got, the sequel got announced, was Enchanted is now on Disney Plus, which is a great movie.
One of my favorite songs is in that movie.
Which one's that?
The So Close, John McLaughlin.
Yes. Great song.
They're dancing with the wrong people.
Yes. It's hard to listen to that song and not get a little.
When they drop it in World of Color too.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I like World of Color so much, just that whole montage. Yeah. There's a lot of Disney and Pixar shows and things coming up. I know the Pixar only kind of had the what I call their staged announcement reel where Pete Docter is walking around, which to me the most exciting part was just seeing him walk around
the campus.
But Tiana is going to have a series coming out.
Tie into the ride.
Zootopia Plus, which looks like it's just going to be a bunch of shorts of different characters around the Zootopia world. Cars, Mater and
going cross. The road trip show. Yeah, that looks
like it's going to be fun.
Are those going to be shorts or like an actual show?
I believe it's going to be shorts.
I'm hoping it's a show, but either way.
You know what? I think you're right. I think it is a show, like an episodic. So, like, it's not going to be like the Mater Tunes or cartoons.
No, I'm hoping it's at least, you know, the 22 whatever minute episode. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was shorts. It's just interesting. A friend of mine always had this, you know, there's all these questions on like why certain things exist in the car world and like, well, why do they have this if they, you know, like, does the car go to the mechanic or does it go to a doctor?
Sort of. Yeah.
But it'll be interesting if they're going around the country in a road trip to see how different places that we all know are interpreted in the car world.
Yeah, especially if they go through entire Route 66. I forgot to mention this, but when we were talking about Marvel, they announced a Marvel Zombies show.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for that. And I know me and Al, we're talking about our thread, but the Marvel 97 animated show.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Spider-Man show.
Blanked on that. That is what I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah. So you can watch the original X-Men cartoon, which has the best cartoon theme song probably ever. And that's saying a lot. Yeah. They're having a Spider-Man freshman year animated
show. I'm down for that.
So, yeah. They showed trailers for also Sneakerella. I don't know about that one.
I didn't see the trailer for that, but I saw that it was happening.
More Jeff Goldblum or more Jeff Goldblum dropped.
Yeah.
More
so Jeff we got, Goldblum. Yeah, we got the five episodes, the first five. They're going to do probably the next five within like 3 weeks after. Seems how that's how they're doing the documentary series.
Yeah, they dropped some in bunches. How about the Will Smith and the Chris Hemsworth shows? Those look really cool too.
Yeah. Will Smith is Welcome to Earth. That looks really good. I've seen that before. They announced that a while back ago, but then the Limitless with Chris Hemsworth looks amazing. These are National Geographic Disney exclusive specials, which they're just rocking with these. So I'm excited for both of these
series too. So it'll be like episodes. I follow Will Smith on Instagram, and he had been in all these crazy places, and I was like, I mean, like, I get it. He's Will Smith. He could just travel and live his life or whatever. But
now we know why.
It makes a lot more sense now why he was in all these crazy places.
Yeah. And so they also did revealed some logos for, like, Pinocchio and the official Disenchanted. We got a photo of what the Sanderson sisters look like in the new Hocus Pocus. I thought it was an old recycled photo. Then I looked, and I'm like, oh, no, this is actually brand new. One of my favorite trailers I heard about, but I was super excited for is Baymax. I don't know if you guys saw that one.
Yeah, that's I wasn't a big fan of the movie, but looks cool.
Yeah,
for people that like it. So they just dropped Spider-Man Hot Toys, so my phone blew up.
Oh, nice!
From the trailer.
Did you guys see the Simpsons?
I watched that. I'm surprised that was a thing.
it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Goofy,
we're
gonna have them on Fresh Ops.
Yeah, exactly. We could work on that. I know, but so I was excited. Like I said, I wish more stuff was done, but you know, a lot of good movies coming out.
You know what? I don't think we got enough of dates, actual release dates.
Agreed.
I agree.
And so, like, two-thirds of it was stuff we already knew was coming. Like you mentioned, like we got the Andor sizzle reel a year ago, and we didn't even see any update on that. I would have loved to see more of Obi-Wan. I think that's the one most people are excited for because of where it takes place in the timeline and Hayden coming back. But yeah, everything was cool. I just wish, you know, put some dates on the calendar, especially being that, like, you have no box office worries. Like, there's no reason you should have to push any of this stuff back
aside
from filming issues.
Oh, totally agreed. And one of the posters we got was the Rescue Rangers, and it looks like an office, and they're holding a chipmunk sized script.
Oh, can you see who the does it say
yeah so it on? Says it says John Mulaney and
John Mulaney,
and Andy Sandberg are Chip and Dale.
John Mulaney is Chip, and Andy Samberg is Dale.
And that's what I'm guessing. And it says a reboot, and the reboot is slashed, a comeback 30 years in the making. So that's supposed to come out in the summer. So, no, spring. So some, we got some dates on some things, but
well, and spring of course, isn't a date.
Well, gives an idea. So
that means they have to have it out before the end of May.
Yeah. And one thing I'm probably one of the things I'm most excited about is the Peter Jackson docu-series for the Beatles, Get Back.
That's coming out this year, right?
It comes out, I think, next week. It's this year. It wasn't part of Disney Plus Day, but I'm watching it on my Instagram. And I'm like, yeah, it's the 25th.
Another thing that wasn't part of Disney Plus Day but comes out this week, Adventures Through the Disney Archives.
It's
a film that was made last year for D23 members and now is being released to us all. I think it's about 80 minutes long.
Yeah, hosted by Don Hahn.
So I'm very excited to watch that this weekend.
Yes, me too. A lot of good stuff. So, you know, I'm sure we're all excited for Kenobi. Like, that's my number one. I'm sure it's all high, but what are you guys most excited for, which one of these announcements or trailers got you the most? Ryan, I'll start with you.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited for the Beatles. I love the Beatles. Besides Star Wars. I say the Beatles.
Cool. I'm right there with you. What about you, Alex?
X-Men 97 for sure. I know that's not till 2023.
Yeah,
it'll be a missed opportunity if they don't bring out X-23 in 2023.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a rare opportunity. A show can come back 30 years later and pick up right where it left off because it's being animation. And then the influence now, because when this was first on, it was before any sort of MCU existed. So now these characters, I guess just seeing what characters that weren't in the original X-Men animated show end up showing up, where other ones go. I was telling Ryan in our chat when I brought it up that it's really cool. I just showed Addie all the X-Men movies. And if you go back to that animated series, a lot of the plot lines, which obviously come from the comics, but were straight from that show.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where they go with that.
Yeah, this is one of my all-time favorite cartoons ever. So I'm excited. And I'm excited they're doing it the way they are. I think the one that surprised me the most that I had to watch it. I watched the trailer like three times was actually the Chris Hemsworth special. I'm like, oh, okay, here's another reason for him to take his shirt off. And oh yeah, I'm Chris Hemsworth. But then you're watching the trailer and it's like just the challenges. And I'm like, you know, we're all trying to self-help our stuff, but just the sacrifices and the stuff you put your body to heal your mind. I'm like, dude, that sounds amazing. And of course, with the National Geographic stuff, is just awesome. So that one kind of surprised me on how excited I am for that. And of course, the Will Smith one, too. But I think the Chris Hemsworth one, just I'm excited for the National Geographic stuff, including Jeff Goldblum.
We can have like a Disney Plus book club with our Patreons.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
Like a commentary or something.
Movies, and then we'll all get together on Zoom and talk about them afterwards.
Absolutely.
I don't know, you guys. Come join the Patreon and we'll see what we do.
Yes. So, that's all I got on Disney Plus, so.
I think that's it for the news for now.
Yeah, and that usually that's about the length of a regular show, but we still got our main topic. We'll try to get through this real soon. But this is some fun stuff. Like I said, one of my good friends, Nitra, like, oh, you know, it'd be a good idea. Disney bucket list. And we all have those Disney bucket lists, not just the parks, but even, you know, entertainment, music, whatever. So we put it out there. We got some good, really good feedback. Before we get to this, I do want to read a comment that we got about our 100th episode. We got in such a tangent from Jungle Cruiser Corey about his ESPN and our favorite items. I didn't get around to reading our good friend, super fan Jennifer's comments to us. And I felt really bad. So I'm going to do that real right now, real quick. So she wrote, "Congratulations on 100 episodes, guys. Thank you for doing what you do. You have given so much entertainment. Love your passion for all things Disney. So much of my entertainment I've learned about from listening to you guys. My favorite memory is when I got to meet up with Joey,
yay,
and friends, which was producer Christy, at the park and hang out for the day. What a great day. Thanks for everything, guys. Ryan, someday we'll meet at Disneyland when it's not so hot or busy, and a bunch of smiling emojis. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to 100 more 3-heart emojis. So thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for being our super fan. I feel bad for not reading the comment. I blame Corey, so it was his fault. So, but getting to the bucket list, we did get some comments, but I want to ask some of you guys, or you first, so I'll ask Alex, what any Disney bucket lists that you would hopefully
get to? Does it not count if you've done it?
If you want to do it again, maybe.
I mean, I definitely want to do it again.
Because one of mine, yeah, I'm sure you guys know what it is, but I want to do it again. But go ahead.
All the other ones, I'm sure I know what that is too. But all the other ones seemed obvious to me. But Aulani was a place that I never thought I'd get to. And I shout out to my friends Christina and Tim for getting married over there. But yeah, when the opportunity presented itself, I'm like, well, let's do it. Because there's not going to be another reason, you know. I probably would have never gone if I didn't have friends getting married over there. There was a little bit of a price break on the room for the wedding block. But yeah, we made it happen. It was an awesome trip. I recommend if you have the money, go and, you know, stay as long as you can stay. But if it's something that you're going to have to splurge for, I recommend going and staying for like 2 nights and then staying somewhere else on the island, probably Waikiki. I mean, it's super touristy there, but there's an abundance of hotels, so you can get rooms much cheaper. I think we had a room for 3 nights in Waikiki, and it costs the same as 1 night at Aulani did. So,
and you said Aulani very comfortable.
Sorry?
No, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, well, we did 3 nights at Aulani and 3 nights away from Aulani. But they're really good about, like, if you show up early, like our flight was 10 a.m., we arrived in Hawaii, so you can check in, and they let you, you know, there's just so much to do. You can get your wristbands to use the pool and water park. We went and did a cool little painting class down in their recreation center where you painted kind of, what do you call that, like a stained glass Mickey Mouse thing to tape up into the window. And then they also do the same thing on your checkout day, where they'll let you use the facilities up until 5 p.m. And they have a special room with like changing rooms and showers and stuff, even lockers for you to store your luggage and stuff while you go out to the pool. So they're good about letting you maximize your time that you spend there. But yeah, it was a great Hawaii and Disney all rolled into one. And if I don't get back there, I'm glad I did, but I'll definitely be trying to get back.
Do a DU meetup.
That's right. DU anniversary recording.
Nice. What about you, Ryan? Any big bucket list? Like
a residency at the Grand Californian.
Are you going to entertain? I mean,
no, like just like a room that I can stay whenever I want.
You just have enough money and just like pay for it.
Just like I want to win the lottery and just say, Disney, if I just give you $1 million. Out of this 50 that I just won, can I just have a room? I wonder if they would sell rooms.
Well, isn't that what a timeshare is?
Kind of.
Yeah, but
you're paying them an amount to be allowed to stay a certain amount of time per year.
But when I want to, not Disney Vacation Club style.
I mean, if you buy enough points, you could probably stay whenever you want. They just charge you more points or something.
Yeah, isn't it like a 3-year wait to stay at the Grand through Disney Vacation Club?
I don't think so.
Or you have to book it like way too crazy far in advance.
Are their villas finished already?
I'm not sure.
I think the Disneyland Hotel is the one they're working on villas right now.
Yeah, I think so. I think most of the stuff at Grand is.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody out there listening that is a Disney Vacation Club member, hit us up and let us know. The ins and outs of that. I've definitely sat through one or two timeshare presentations in my day and almost was sold, because when you explain it, like the value and.
So Ryan, would that be also like, was that Fast Pass to Napa Rose or any of those, or just.
I've never eaten at Napa Rose. I did the breakfast at Storybook once and it was like rich people food. So I didn't like it. Of Goofy's Kitchen, I'll take Goofy's Kitchen. That's I get some chicken nuggets in the morning.
That's a different hotel.
I know, but like the hotel is like right there. You know what I mean?
If you have enough money, you could probably do whatever you want at Disney. I always assumed if I ever won the lottery, I would just, you know, be like, hey, Disney, I'm going to donate, you know, $500,000 to Make-A-Wish Foundation. Love to stay in the dream suite, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to make that happen.
That'd be awesome. Let's see. Of course, you got, like I said, you guys know one of mine is to get back to Club 33.
That's an obvious one.
That's an obvious one for everybody.
Is that on everyone's bucket list here?
Yeah.
There it's on a few. In our comments.
I will take a sip of my adult beverage for every person in the comments who has that on their bucket list.
Let's see.
I need another beer.
I'm looking right now. 75. That's only three.
Oh, just kill it.
And if you're including me, if you're including myself and Ryan, then that's five. And
yourself. That's six.
That's a six. You just have to kill it. You've killed worse. So I will say, I think this one is not a park bucket list, but I would love to go to a big time wrong podcast for that. I would love to go
that
to
was just from all the Club 33ers. That was me saying 33.
Yeah. I want to do it. I would love to be on one of a big Disney red carpet for a big movie. I know Jess from Leaving Today. She did one of the Pirates movies, the red carpet at Disneyland when she worked there. I forget
Pirates
which one.
Three, the one that they showed on the Rivers of America.
They did the first three there.
First three of them.
Yeah.
I was in the park when they did the one for Pirates 3. I thought that was the first time they did the showing on the Rivers of America.
No, that was the third time, but that was the biggest red carpet. So
I remember we ate at Blue Bayou, and they said Johnny Depp was above us at Club 33.
Oh, nice. And I know he has a private.
Telling that to everyone all day.
And I know he has a private table at Plaza Inn because that's his favorite restaurant.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Huh, at Disneyland.
Cool. I wonder how they were. Like, is it in back? They probably redecorated a room for him or something.
Yeah, there's a back room and table for people.
It's over there in the corner. He's overlooking the people going to the bathroom by Tomorrowland.
Possibly.
That's the worst.
That side, overlooking the corn dog cart.
Hey, I'm at breakfast. I need to go to the washroom. Yeah, you need to go to another land to do that.
Yeah.
You can't go to the washroom. Johnny Depp is eating.
and of course, Alani. I want to get there. So that's my big, one of my big parks. I got a couple other parks ones, but I agree with some of her comments. So I'm going to go with Jennifer J. Vendetta. Her bucket list, that's how she started it. My bucket list is to go on a 7-day Disney cruise, then head to the parks, stay at Port Orleans, Riverside, or Polynesian Resort. Then there's my biggest bucket list. I just want to be able to go to the parks and get soak in all the details. You know, no agenda, just soaking it all day and night. And every day closing on Main Street with an ice cream from Gibson Girl on the porch on Main Street. Oh, and stay at Grand Californian with a park view room. That all sounds amazing. I want to go on the cruise too. Jennifer,
sign us up. Yes. I have to tangent off of her cruise. I had always wanted to do the Panama Canal cruise. They had a 14-night either east to west or west to east. And like she said, go to the parks so that it would be, you know, start in Florida, do Disney World, jump on the cruise, take it all the way over to Long Beach.
Yeah.
And go to Disneyland. That the ultimate.
The ultimate coast to coast.
One of these days, they're just going to put together a Disney cruise that goes to all the Disney parks. It'll just port all around the world.
And it would be still be cheaper than the Galactic Cruiser two-night stay.
Probably.
Which is sold out. The first batch of tickets is completely sold out. Just crazy.
Yeah, it's expensive, but it's not unattainable expensive. It's
yeah.
It's just, what were they charging? It's like $1,500 for two nights or something?
It was like $1,500 a night per person, something like that. It come up to almost like $6,000 or $7,000 for two nights.
I don't think they were charging a night because it's one set thing, right? It's two nights, well, 3 days.
Yeah, but that's how they're doing the pricing from what I saw.
Well, yeah, that's pretty rough. That's a lot more.
I guess. Well, I'm going to add that to the bucket list because I don't think I'll get on that thing. Mr. Tattoo 89.
Person, I think that's doable, but
he did that.
About like $5,000 a person. That's a little
rough. Yeah. But next comment is like I said, Mr. Tattoo 89, Matt Robinson did that on my arm.
This is gonna be our Matt Robinson
salute. And shout out to what's her name that we met at Logoff, who was like, "Hey, I want to get a tattoo. I heard this guy in Vacaville or something, Denise or something like that." Anyways,
Denise.
She's shout out.
She's well known at Stage 9 Sacramento.
Yes, very. We'll try to run into her again, but so Matt says Club 33 still and 21 Royal. So yes to both of that.
What's 21
Royal? It's the one. Wait, no. I was thinking that Carthay, but that's 1901.
Yeah, I don't know what 21 Royal is.
Yeah, I have to double check that. We're bad Disney hosts. I totally brain farted that one. Michelle Port 24. I want to be able to visit all six castles. That'd be amazing, especially since then Hong Kong just opened up their new castle or updated castle. I believe they did.
Not sure.
I'm not sure. Michael Disney. He commented going to Disney jail is one of his bucket list.
Oh, 21 Royal. Sorry. 21 Royal is the party or the large group Club 33 that anyone can rent.
That's right.
That's something we can make happen. I remember when stimulus checks were a thing, I was like, that's basically if we just get 15 people to put a stimulus check down, we can do this.
Yeah.
But it's not
because it was like a
1200 bucks a person, includes your park admission for the day. And then it's basically like a 6-course meal. They ask you all kinds of questions on, like, you know, it's the Club 33 chefs that cook it, but it's adjacent to the Dream Suite. And so you get to, like, have cocktail hour in the Dream Suite and then watch Fantasmic from the balconies out there. Yes, 21 Royal. Good one, Matt Robinson.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that one. So,
yeah, I think we should just get 15 podcast hosts. We all put down 1,200. YOLO. I say we do it.
But I mean, if we get a couple of vloggers in there and stuff too, I mean, everybody's got a vested interest.
Then everybody's doing this all the time.
Yay! Look at this person doing this too. Hey!
And if you're listening to the video, I guess we're moving our camera around. But
I think we should try to make this happen.
We'll see. That'd be a good one.
We're contemplating buying a videographer for our honeymoon to Disney World to make a vlog of us.
I could just do that for you. You don't have to pay me. I'll just do it.
Well, you going to come to Disney World again? The unhappiest place on earth?
I said I'll go again. I said I wanted to go with a new group of people. But don't pay someone when you can get it for free.
You got to have a good group. Well, see, I'm trying to figure what I would pay to have that happen. I assume that we'd only do it for like a couple of days and we'd book somebody local so we wouldn't have to pay for their travel. But if you were already planning to pay for your travel and come out there, I would pay you and pay for your admission for a couple of days.
I'll take a churro.
Okay. Churro, done.
Yeah.
Basic churro. Churros.
But yeah, I've always wanted to dabble in vlogging. I just don't have the patience for the editing and having to be the camera person the whole time.
Yeah. That'd be fun, though. Where am I at? Next comment. I'm sorry if I butcher some of these names. Instagram, you know.
Sorry.
No worries. Tomb. Mox. Something that ends in Amy. To ask an Amy. Sorry, butcher. Let me see. Oh, okay. Okay, there we go. Tompkins Amy. That's what it is. Visit the Dream Suite. Yes. Anitra, the one that came up with this idea. Thank you. Home in Golden Oak.
That's the Disney-owned community in Florida. I believe it's the Four Seasons or some fancy hotel brand that's like in, like they have a one in Golden Oak. And it's the only non-Disney resort hotel that has a character breakfast out there.
Very cool. Very cool. Tim Trekker. Nice. Of course, Club 33, watch Tink fly, a holiday event, purchase a prop. I'm thinking from Disneyland. Like, I don't know. Elaborate. Let me know. And of course,
that's from Disneyland, the auctions and things.
That's like what I was thinking. Possibly, yeah.
I know and there's she finishes a lot of stores in Florida that sell park use.
Yeah, items. And she ends it with the Missouri Hometown Museum. So out in Marceline. Yeah. The Main Street Mouseketeer. I'd love to visit all Asian Disney parks. They just look so magical, and I'd love to be able to meet Bob Iger or Michael Eisner and just talk to them. So,
Joe Rohde.
Yeah. Oh, Rohde would be great. That
and of course, Bob Gurr, like any living legend.
Yeah, like I've said before. Yeah, any of those Imagineers that have Walt stories, like Bob Gurr, Floyd Dorman. I've talked with Margaret Carey.
You still have Raleigh Crump around, right? He's still
yes, alive. Yes. So I love to talk with that guy. Then final question comes from Sasquatch79. I want to go to Club 33. I want to get off the boat and have a drink with a pirate. I want to see John Stamos. Oh my gosh. Sorry. Caught me off guard on this one. I want to see John Stamos, Big D. He's got the big sign.
He has. The
I want to ride
from the Disneyland Hotel.
He does. We'll put it out. Yeah, there. I know. He threw me off with that one, so that's why.
Oh, it's Big D.
I want to ride the People Mover because I never did, or the Skyway. I'd really love to meet Julie Andrews, and finally, I'd love to experience one of those chilling ghosts of Disneyland. Hope this makes the cut, sir. You made me cut up what I was trying to say, but that was awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And we've mentioned it before, but we actually saw John Stamos leaving Club 33 after D23 that led into our magic moment at Fantasmic when they reopened it. So that was super awesome. Yeah, I know we all probably have so many more bucket lists, but yeah, the one of mine definitely is to travel to. I'd like to see all the parks. Definitely.
Hey, you know what? Shoot for the stars. I want to be a voice in an animated movie.
You know what? That would be awesome. Yes.
I would love to be a character in a Disney movie. I mean, obviously, they always cast for name recognition. Occasionally with the younger actors and actresses, not so much. But I always think to these people who are cast in these movies, how cool it is to be able to share that with their kids and just have that immortalized forever. I mean, you know. For them, yeah. They've already been immortalized in film in most cases.
Mm-hmm. That is a great bucket list, and especially like voice a character that becomes a voice in an attraction. You know, you got that'd be even super more awesome.
Yeah, shout out Chris Pratt because he's his kids can see him on rides at Universal and at Disney.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I haven't been on it since they updated to Jurassic World. Need to check that out.
Yeah, that was they did a really good job. I was really upset when they said they were switching it over, but they did it a kick a job.
I had been there a couple of times, and the area that's around that ride, it was cool, but it didn't look anything like Jurassic Park. Then when they made Jurassic World, they made a point to make the world look like the area in the park. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of added to it a little bit, but I digress.
Yeah. Now that's a good one though. Yeah. Being at the two biggest entertainment parks, you know, in the world, definitely in the country. So, any other bucket lists before we go, Ryan?
That's it. Just let's eat all this food in a couple weeks. That's my next bucket list.
You're going to need to eat a...
Did you guys... I know it's not
around your list,
but did you do the meal plan when you were at Disney World?
It wasn't I didn't because COVID had stopped it.
Okay. Yeah, that would be like to have whatever you wanted to eat at the parks, like just unlimited food credit. That'd be cool too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, okay, I will do one more bucket list and I'm done. And it's something I've been planning for a couple years, but I actually want to do my Disneyland or more DCA in Downtown Disney, but my pub crawl. It's something I actually tried to organize like 5 or 6 years ago, just never got around to it. And I mean, I have it totally mapped out. Maybe we'll bring it up in a future episode or something again and get it going, because that was right when we started the podcast. And so now we got more, you know, friends and followers and even people we can collaborate with via podcasters, vloggers, store shop owners. So
are you going to do DCA?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think DCA would be the easiest because all the places would be counter service. So you wouldn't have to worry about seating or reservations.
It was going to be DCA and ending through going through even Downtown Disney before they opened Ballast Point and all that stuff, and ending at Trader Sam's. So, but like I said, that's a story for another episode, possibly real soon.
I want to start at Trader Sam's. I think that you'd rather see them before you've drank at 8 different places. They might not let us stay for too long.
Oh, they would. We know Skipper Christian. So.
That's true. Yeah, go nice.
Well, sweet. Yeah, exactly.
Congrats on your win.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I want to thank everybody for the comments. I mean, yeah, we all got our bucket list. I would love to be in a Disney parade. That'd be fun too. My sister and niece actually did that. So, okay, I know I got a lot, but I'll end it now. Sorcerer's Package at D23 Expo. That's my final one. I don't think I'll ever get that.
That is, but I'm sure it's cool.
That's a super VIP where you could do all your shopping Thursday before the expo opens. So that's where all the people buy everything and then sell it for.
Yeah, because they sell it for a markup that pays for the Sorcerer VIP.
Yeah. Then you also get VIP seating for all the presentations and panels you want to go to. So, yeah.
How much more expensive is that? We're not talking like Star Cruiser, right?
Oh, no. It was about $1,200 to $1,500. But it's very limited. It's very limited. There's only like 100 passes or something. Sense. Yeah. But no, I want to thank everybody for interacting with us on that episode and letting us know your bucket list items. Something we'll probably run across down the road again. I'm not sure we're going to be doing next episode, but I'm sure we're going to have one. Well, that'll be, I think your triple core will be after.
I think you guys will have a show without me.
You know what? No, because we'll play it by ear.
2 weeks on a Monday.
The next one should be right before the holiday, but
Before Thanksgiving?
We'll figure out when we record. We'll talk. I don't know. I'd love to get back into some of these like movie deep dives. I know and Joe were talking about something that I'll be cooking up for us going forward. I don't want to announce it yet until I start banking up some of these good things to talk about. But it's going to be fun. I'm really excited to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to the like the animated and the live action movie retrospects we've been doing. I know we're going to do like a holiday episode. We'll probably do a year in a review and what we're looking forward to. Well, what we're looking forward to is usually the first episode of the new year. So,
guess you will. Will Encanto might be out by the time we do the next one.
Yeah, that might be a part of the trip report review, because I'm looking forward to seeing that movie. That looks really good.
Yeah, no, I honestly, I'm that and Ghostbusters. I'm excited just because they're get me 2 weeks closer to Spider-Man.
Exactly. Well, and right,
we'll
on.
Get
so.
Hawkeye in 2 weeks too. We'll have Hawkeye that, at the same time as Encanto.
And that's actually getting
start.
Yeah, and that's actually getting some pretty good early reviews from what I've heard. So.
Yeah, the sizzle reel or whatever you want to call it in that Marvel presentation was pretty cool.
Yeah,
more than we saw in the initial trailer. So yeah, I'm ready for it. I don't have just as with Home Sweet Home Alone, I don't have huge expectations, but I know I'm going to be entertained, and I am hopeful that it's going to be exciting as far as its links to the MCU and what's going on and what
yeah.
we know already about it.
And one more thing about the Christmas movies is if you guys enjoy the Prep and Landing movies, there's a new one that popped up on Disney Plus. I forget what it's called, but I like Prep and Landing. So very, very excited for that. So, you know, we kind of started off the episode a little bit different. So I just want to re-thank our DU crew members for, you know, supporting us and, you know, being our crew, be part of the show. So. One more shout out to Jennifer, Mike, Tyler, Discord Apparel, and Alfredo, which is an extra shout out to Alfredo. I was getting there. Sasquatch, of course. And I want to give a special shout out to Alfredo, who updated and moved up a tier in his Patreon Ooh. Support. So thanks, buddy.
So,
yes, a happy tier. So if you guys want to join our DU crew, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/DU crew and sign up for one of three tiers. Or there's even a one-time payment too, which would be pretty cool. So, and of course, you know, you can watch us here on YouTube. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the videos. We're at 60 now, so we're climbing. And I'm still giving away some of these movies or put away, so I can't remember which ones that we're going to give away. It's all of them. Maybe. But yeah, then of course you can find us on any of your favorite podcatchers or any podcast platforms. I like Spotify because now through Anchor, who owns Spotify, we can actually post a poll or ask you guys a question. You guys can interact with us straight through Spotify per cool. episode. Yeah. So I'm going to, so I'm going to start doing that more often. So I, yeah, it'll be, never mind. But thank you for sharing the show and, we'll catch you guys on the next episode. So I guess until next time,
may the force be with you
till infinity and beyond.
Spider-Man is Peter Parker.
Good night, guys. Like me.